Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest is Thursday, partly sunny skies to mostly cloudy, temperatures mid-20s. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies will drop down to 10. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, temperatures in the lower 20s. Friday night will continue with clouds with a low near 4. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 27.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With 4 locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Wall Street investment firms are once again putting money into farmland. Institutional investors are buying up farmland as farmers who would normally be competing for the land are hanging on to their cash. This investment money can mean different things for local ag communities. Some institutions will purchase land and lease it back to a farmer who can then continue to operate. Brian Wise is Director of Acquisitions for U.S. Agriculture of Indiana, and he says deals like that are standard practice for his company. Now, that is good news for agribusinesses in the area, as the farmer's business relationship with those retailers can stay intact. However, if a farmer's financial records and position are less than solid, firms often choose to rent to another producer. Investment firms have been known to make very large purchases of land. Denver-based Farmland Partners Incorporated bought more than 8,600 acres of land in Illinois at a cost of $55.3 million. However, firms own less than 1% of the $2.5 trillion land market in the U.S. Farmers or their families own or control 61% of the 91 million acres on U.S. farms. The bi-monthly Farm Journal Pulse survey recently asked farmers a simple question. Do you think the U.S. should withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement? About one-third of the nearly 900 responses were positive. Producers who voted for getting rid of the agreement did so because they believe the ag economy would be better off without the trade deal, or because they believe the U.S. can negotiate better deals individually with Canada and Mexico. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers manufacturing super rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com. Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station at AgView.net.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular@gmail.com.
Ornament shine bright as that first star above. Let your light shine this season and in the new year to come. A holiday greeting from Linda's Insurance Agency, Linda Schmitz in Marysville. A toast to health, happiness, and goodwill to man. We salute our customers from Blue Valley Telecommunications and BVTV. As the snow falls and the fire crackles, we gather together with hearth and home, as family and as friends. Thank you, friends, for Midwest Products of Hanover. Memories made, memories shared, memories cherished. May all of your memories be the best of this holiday season from Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover. And a hearty ho-ho and best wishes, too, to you and yours. Here's for the best in the new year ahead from Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Free CPA hopes that the spirit of love gently fills your hearts and homes this holiday season. Marcus Fries and his staff wish you the loveliest of seasons, and they hope you find many reasons for happiness. After you enjoy the splendor of the season, let Free CPA help you with tax preparation, tax planning, estate and trust taxes, and many more. Happy holidays from Fries CPA.
United Bank and Trust reminds you this holiday season, they're looking back with appreciation for your loyalty and also looking forward, moving into the new year together. Continued success. Yours from United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver.
Warmest thoughts and best wishes from the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic. They wish you a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. Doctors Roger and Linda Warren and nurse practitioner Aubrey Schaefer offer general hospital and surgery services, home health, swing bed, and long-term care. May peace, love, and prosperity follow you always from Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The Shawnee County District Attorney says he does not plan to file criminal charges against two Topeka police officers in the fatal shooting of a black man earlier this year. The Shawnee County District Attorney announced his decision yesterday in connection with the September 28th shooting of 30-year-old Dominic White near a park in East Topeka. The DA released a 7-page legal analysis that said that White struggled with police and reached for a gun, and also said no reasonable judge or jury would find the actions of the two officers unlawful. A new report from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is raising concerns about the mortality rate for African American babies. The report found the overall infant mortality rate of 5.9 per 1,000 live births in 2016 was unchanged from the year before. But the Lawrence Journal World reports the death rate for African American babies was 15.2 per 1,000 live births. I'm Stephanie Austin.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000 mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Max Life filter for $29.99, or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner, someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar, because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233, and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233, or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Icy conditions on Interstate 70 are being blamed for a Kansas accident that killed a woman, her two daughters, and a family friend after the pickup truck they were in fell off a bridge on Tuesday. The Kansas Highway Patrol's crash report says that 47-year-old Lisa Luft was driving an SUV that struck a guardrail due to the weather conditions. The truck traveled about 230 feet along the guardrail, then another 150 feet on top of the guardrail before falling about 25 feet off a bridge, coming to a rest on its top. All four were from Missouri. The state of Kansas is delaying the launch of a new computer system for issuing driver's licenses. The State Department of Revenue announced what it called a slight delay of days or weeks for the CAN license system that was supposed to launch on January 2nd. The announcement came less than 2 weeks after a state audit raised questions about whether the system would be ready in time. The new system would replace a decades-old system. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid Connected America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities say a former Omaha police officer accidentally shot himself at a gun range. Police say the video at the indoor range shows that the shooting was accidental. He was taken to the Nebraska Medical Center and underwent surgery. Authorities have identified him as 70-year-old Langston Farish, who left the force in 1998. Nebraska police say a man suspected of killing his parents and his niece has been arrested in Tennessee. John Dalton Jr. was taken into custody yesterday in Jackson, Tennessee. He is suspected of killing his parents and his 18-year-old niece in Omaha on Tuesday. A man has been treated for smoke inhalation after a fire that was blamed on sparks from a wood-burning stove. It happened around 2 a.m. yesterday on the northwest side of Scotts Bluff. Officials say the sparks caught the carpet and boxes near the stove on fire after the stove door had not been closed properly. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
Want to know where the cattlemen with the best results and highest returns keep their secrets? Most of the winning producers from the city's edge to the county line are seeing the year-over-year advantage of Pellet Technology USA's line of power feeds. They're consistent, sustainable, help our ag economy, and will give you that efficiency bump that you've been looking for. All the other producers will be green with envy. So find out more about power feeds. Call David at 402-509-8775. That's 402-509-8775.
Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Jen Horn. Roy Hansen of Marysville passed away December 24th. Visitation is Thursday, December 28th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary. A rosary will be held at 7 p.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville on Thursday, with a funeral at 10 a.m. Friday at St. Gregory's Catholic Church. Burial will be at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery. Arrangements by Kinsley Mortuary for Roy Hansen. Elsa M. Howe, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away the 24th. Funeral service will be Saturday, December 30th at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Burial at Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation is Friday, noon to 8, with family receiving friends 5 to 7 p.m. at Padden Funeral Chapel. Padden Funeral Chapel, in charge of arrangements for Elma M. Howe. Lloyd Richardson, age 83, of Marysville, passed away December 27th. Funeral service will be at 3 p.m. Friday, December 29th at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial will be in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation is Thursday from 2 to 9 p.m. at Kinsley. Burial will be in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Lloyd E. Richardson.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Family and friends are a wonderful part of Christmas. Citizens National Bank, headquartered in Greenleaf, has celebrated 100 years of banking excellence, and they thank you for your support and loyalty. A very happy holiday season from the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf. Hometown Lumber and Hardware wishes you all the joys of the season and every happiness throughout the new year. Hometown Lumber can assist you in your house design, kitchen design, or whatever your project might be. May the joys and blessings of the holiday season be yours throughout the year. Joy, joy, joy. As you relish the goodies, decorate every nook and corner of your home, and enjoy the get-togethers, Kike from Bussing, certified public accountants, hope that the joy and festivities continue to radiate in your lives long after Christmas is gone. Now with two locations in Marysville and Seneca, holiday cheer from Kike and Bussing, certified public accountants.
The Wagon Wheel is serving up some special dinners to ring in the new year. Prime rib, surf and turf, and chicken parmesan will be on the menu from 5 to 9 Sunday, New Year's Eve. And of course, the full menu will be available, complete with appetizers, desserts, and a full bar. Come on down to the Wagon Wheel Sunday evening, New Year's Eve, from 5 to 9.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, we have a frontal boundary across the central parts of the Midwest, which is going to stay over the area over the next several days as it becomes a stationary front, which is going to bring us some cloudy skies, it looks like, as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. And it looks like a little bit of some snow possible as we head into Saturday night and Sunday with cold temperatures for the weekend. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy, low at 10. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For Friday, we'll have cloudy skies, temperatures in the lower 20s. Winds will be from the east at 5 and 10. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 4. For Saturday, sunny skies and cold. We'll see temperatures right around 7. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, chance of snow and cold, low of 5 below. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
Is there a protocol which tells us when to take down the Christmas tree? We will investigate today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 28th, the 362nd day of the year. Actor Denzel Washington has a birthday. Iowa became the Union's 29th state on this day in 1846, and the Pledge of Allegiance got congressional recognition in 1945. Is there a right time to take down the Christmas tree? Religious traditions say January 6th may be the most appropriate day, as the 12 days of Christmas culminate on January 5th. Some folklore says it's bad luck to take your tree down before New Year's, while other legends warn against carrying the old into the new year. If you have a live tree, you should probably adhere to the fire hazard rule of thumb. Keeping a dry, brittle tree in your home could be the worst luck of all. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has one remaining 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 pickup. It's a Z71 edition. The new 2018 Chevy Silverado and 1500 and 2500 models are on the lot, as well as the new Chevrolet and Buick models for 2018 at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The first-round draft pick, Patrick Mahomes, will make his NFL debut as quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs when they play the Denver Broncos on Sunday. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said yesterday that the former Texas Tech star would start in Denver. The Chiefs locked up the AFC West with a 29-13 victory over the Dolphins last weekend and cannot improve their playoff positioning against the Broncos, so it makes sense for starting quarterback Alex Smith and many of the other regulars to get a week off before the playoffs. Reid declined to say who else might sit out, but he did say there will be enough starters around his young quarterback to ensure that Mahomes gets a fair chance to succeed. Also in the NFL, Vikings quarterback Sam Bradford could return to practice as early as next week as he recovers from a knee injury from week one. Bradford has been out since a brief return in week five against Chicago. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, Kansas, it's time to start your engines.
Start your engines!
Hi, I'm Scott Stiles. This is 81 Speedway track announcer Warren Hardy. Racing season has begun again.
This is Daytona!
And it's back on KGSO.
This is your Kennedy Tire and Auto Care Center's Round the Track with Warren Hardy and Scott Stiles.
Tune in every Thursday at 5 o'clock right here on Sports Radio KGSO.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-American Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics remain the top team in the NBA's Eastern Conference after holding off the Hornets in Charlotte. The Celtics had dropped 3 of 4 before Kyrie Irving and Al Horford led to a 102-91 victory over the Hornets. Meanwhile, the Cavaliers have had their first losing streak since they opened the season 5-7. Vince Carter scored a season-high 23 points on 10 of 12 from the field as the Kings knocked off Cleveland 109-95. The Wizards followed up their impressive Christmas Day win in Boston by falling to the worst team in the East, 113-99 in Atlanta. The Warriors outscored the Jazz 42-22. Russell Westbrook's 30 points, 13 assists, and 8 rebounds carried the Thunder past the Raptors, 124-107. Jimmy Butler scored 12 of the Timberwolves' 14 overtime points and finished with a season-high 39 in a 128-125 downing of the Nuggets. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Professional Barber Stylist is proud to support the Beatrice Orangeman boys basketball team and wants the athletes to know how proud everyone is of their hard work, determination, and skill. Good luck at the holiday tournament, guys. From professional barber stylist in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable.
K-State fans, use the force to start the new year as the Wildcats host Star Wars Day January 1st in Bramlage Coliseum. Tip-off against the Mountaineers is set for 4 p.m., but make sure you arrive early to enjoy pregame activities on the concourse. Wear your best costume for the chance to win prizes, including drones and droids. Tickets start at $12.50 with a Wildcat 4-pack or purchase a $20 Bramlage bundle that includes a game ticket, $10 concessions voucher, and a souvenir from the K-State Superstore. Choose the light side and order your tickets today at kstatesports.com.
With kind remembrances and best wishes for a bright and special new year, the staff at Citizens State Bank wish you and yours peace on earth and joy to all. At Citizens State Bank in Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, you'll find better products, better services, and better banking. Warm wishes for a wonderful holiday season. Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas. From all of us here at KNDY, we wish you and yours the best of the holiday season. May your holidays be merry and the new year filled with friends, family, and good times. From Landall Corporation. Since 1963, Landall Corporation has grown to be a leader in innovative design, world-class manufacturing, and marketing quality products and services. Hope, health, and prosperity in the new year.
January 1st is National Bloody Mary Day. As you start the new year, consider growing all the ingredients, including the straw, in this year's garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You know about growing tomatoes, peppers, and the other main ingredients, but you may never have considered adding a bit of lovage to the mix. This easy-to-grow herb has hollow stems and a celery flavor. Place one or two plants in a sunny corner of the garden or one in a large pot for a vertical accent in moist, well-drained soil. This perennial herb can reach 6 feet in height, grow 1 foot wide, and is hardy to zone 4. Harvest sections of the stems, leaves, and all as needed. Use as a straw in your Bloody Mary or tomato juice for a little homegrown celery flavoring. And watch for seedlings you can dig and share with friends. It's sure to add lots of fun and make your cocktail party or weekend brunch a special event. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The 4 How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Not just anyone gets to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. The same holds true for this little cemetery down some back roads in northwestern Alabama. It's a who's who that's buried here. And the story is one of our best of 2017 series and is next on the American Countryside.
There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending 2 nights in Rome, 2 nights in Florence, and 2 nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today.
In 1937, Key Underwood decided to bury his beloved coondog Troop at a favorite hunting spot on the edge of the Freedom Hills Wildlife Management Area. He erected a marker to honor his old friend.
It was a medium-sized stone, and it was part of an old chimney that had fallen close by, and he just went over, picked up a stone that had fallen from the chimney, chiseled Troop's name when he was born and when he died.
Suzanne Hamlin explains that simple stone remains part of what is today the only coondog cemetery in the nation. The markers and names are fitting of those buried here.
Well, I like Lulu a lot. I think that was a cool name. And High Pocket I like. And High Pocket has a little coondog positioned on top of the monument.
In some ways, this is the Arlington National Cemetery for coondogs. Not just anybody gets a plot here.
We have a fair number of burials. There will be 3 or 4 burials a year here now. And you have to qualify your dog to be buried here. You can't just come out here and dig a hole and bury the dog. It has to go through a group that oversees the burials.
You truly get out in the country to see this site, free of course, to pay respect to about 300 of the best and most loved of their kind.
You know, in the South, you don't walk over a grave. And so even here in this world's only coondog cemetery, you find yourself treating it in a respectful way. It does look like a human cemetery almost. The graves are a little closer together, but with all the flowers here, you can see that all these dogs were loved.
Traveling the countryside at the Coondog Cemetery near Tuscumbia, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCray.
Private well owners should test their well water at least once a year to be sure it's safe to drink. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Even if it tastes just fine, certain contamination can be harmful as you're living the country life. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. From big jobs to small projects and daily chores, Choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all. See your local Kubota dealer today.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
When people on public water systems turn on the faucet for a glass of water, they usually assume it's fit to drink. But if your water comes from a private well, it's up to you to routinely test your water to make sure nothing harmful has found its way in. Cliff Tryons is the public awareness director for the National Groundwater Association. He says the association recommends that private well owners test annually for bacteria and nitrates.
Bacteria is everywhere, and so if a well system is not properly sealed, or if there's a problem with a contamination source, bacteria can get into your water, and some bacteria is dangerous. Nitrate is very pervasive in rural areas because of agriculture. Nitrate is a byproduct of fertilizers and animal waste and human waste.
Tryon says the association also recommends that you contact your county health department for anything of local concern that should be tested for, such as arsenic, radon, or man-made water quality issues. The health department can help you find someone to test your well and interpret the results, which can be confusing. Tryon says the website, wellowner.org, also has an online water test interpretation tool.
What you do is you simply go on to that place on our website, plug in your test results, hit a button, and it will show you what those results mean and whether or not you have something that would be considered a health risk or where action might be required.
Wellowner.org lists every county health department in the United States and is a good place for private well owners to get started. Learn more about well water testing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
M&R Auto Parts in Frankfort sends season's greetings and good wishes to you and your family for health and happiness throughout the coming year. M&R Auto Parts is your local CarQuest dealer. Rex and his crew wish you a warm and cozy holiday from M&R Auto Parts.
Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas. From all of us here at KNDY, we wish you and yours the best of the holiday season.
Whatever is beautiful, whatever is meaningful, whatever brings you happiness, may it be yours this holiday season from the State Bank of Axtell. The State Bank of Axtell is a locally owned bank. They give their customers the kind of hometown service they have become accustomed to over the years. Holiday greetings from your friends at the State Bank of Axtell.
Yeah.
kind of college ag student internship. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Join 800-plus farm executives in the U.S. and Canada while discovering business opportunities, gaining invaluable insights, and increasing your competitive advantage at the 2018 Top Producer Seminar. During these few short days, you'll hear from nearly 30 challenging and inspiring speakers who will help take your farm operation to the next level. Keynote speakers include Chris Cook, Brian Dodge, and Eric Snodgrass. Visit TopProducerSeminar.com to view the agenda and to register today.
Gabe Duncanson's parents had something unusual in mind for his college internship this past summer. The University of Minnesota senior is majoring in ag communications and marketing.
My dad and my mom are very well connected in the ag world and kind of wanted me to do something different than everybody else does and kind of wanted me to see some of the top producers in the country and some of their good friends. And they planned it all out and decided to send me this summer, and it was a lot of fun. And I learned a lot.
Gabe spent a week or two at a time in farms in several different states.
I could have taken a traditional internship and got really good in one field, but the real value in this was meeting the people and seeing the challenges that other people have and just seeing the country too. The ag world is so incredibly diverse, you can't stay in your little shell. You need to know what else is going on out there. I had a really, really cool summer.
Gabe also has to work off farm for 5 years after college before joining the family farm. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. It could take some time to sort out the overall effects of the tax reform package on farmers and agriculture. Gary Crawford with more.
It's the largest tax cut in the history of our country.
President Trump of the tax reform bill as to how it's going to affect farmers and the ag sector.
It's unclear what the overall net impact on farms will be.
USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson says first, details are just coming out. Second, it's going to affect some farmers more than others. President Trump has been touting the estate tax provision of the law.
It makes the vast majority of family farms and small businesses exempt from the estate tax.
Johansson says the vast majority of farms were already exempt. Last year, less than 2% would have had to pay the estate tax. However,
certainly with the lifelong exemption being increased to $11.2 million per individual, $22.4 for a couple, that will help to that extent, but it was a small number of producers in the first place.
In other areas, the seven individual tax brackets will be allowed higher income deductions, and
many producers are taxed at the individual tax rate as pass-through businesses, and that will help producers.
He says other provisions may have the opposite effect. Could take a year to know how it's going to come out. Gary Crawford, Washington.
Well, graduates from the Nebraska College of Technical Agriculture can see college investment paying off when checking their payroll deposits. In 2017, the college in Curtis, Nebraska was ranked first in the nation by WalletHub.com for career outcomes when compared against other U.S. two-year colleges. Career outcomes is determined primarily by calculating the ratio of starting salary for graduates to the cost of education. Default rates on educational loans also considered in the evaluation by national firms. NCTA's mission is to provide Nebraska's agriculture community with access to cost-effective college education, which leads to other successful careers. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Soybeans, Kansas City wheat is on a bit of a rally, if you want to call a quarter cent a rally. March KC wheat up a quarter cent, 425 and a quarter. May is up a quarter cent at 439 and a quarter. But at least it's green, which it hasn't been all morning. March corn is down 3 3/4 at 350. May corn is down 3 3/4 at 358.5. Soybeans continue with their struggles and are sharply lower here in the afternoon hours on Thursday. January beans down 10.5 at 945. March beans down 11.25 at 956.25. January soybean meal down 240 at 311.80. March down 240 at 316.10. January bean oil is down 66 points at 3241. All the later months are down as well. So corn and soybeans continue to struggle while Kansas City wheat is trying to mount, we'll call it a mini rally. Livestock numbers still look good. December live cattle up $2 at 124.02. February up 72 at 121.72. January feeders up 47 at 145.65. March feeders up 57 at 142.30. Later months are all in the green. Hogs are mixed, but we'll have to call it mostly higher. February hogs up 15 at 71.17. April hogs up a couple of pennies at 75.30. We do see some red in some of the later months, but it's mixed, and we'll call it mostly higher, as we pointed out. Cotton is down. March cotton down 27 points at 78.68. Crude oil is off as well. Now crude oil is beginning to rally. 1, 2, 3, 4. February crude is now up a nickel at 59.68. So looking a little better there. March crude is up 2 cents at 59.71. So some improvement in crude oil as we go through the early afternoon hours. February gold is up $5.80 at 1,297.10. And April gold is up 5.40 at 1,301.40. Mixed numbers in the futures markets. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, are you tired of those pesky weeds in your soybean fields? You're not able to kill them with current herbicides? Look at the new dicamba products. Soybeans that have dicamba tolerance are excellent for yield. The dicamba will allow you to clean those fields up to make them look like something again that you're used to. Dicamba soybeans, yield and weed positivity. Look at that for the future. Give Kaufman Seeds, Midland Genetics a call at 1-800-634-2836.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and it looks like farmers are going to spend more time in the courtroom than in the field. I'll talk about yet another lawsuit after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
The state of Massachusetts is being sued by 13 other states that claim a voter-approved law to ban the sale of eggs and other food products from farm animals that are confined in overly restrictive cages is unconstitutional. The states, led by Indiana, filed the lawsuit a week ago with the U.S. Supreme Court, and it follows another action filed by more than a dozen states earlier in the month against California, which has a similar law. Now, the 2016 ballot question in Massachusetts was backed by more than 70% of the voters, and it requires, among other things, that only cage-free eggs be sold in the state by the year 2022, regardless of where the eggs were produced. The law, backed by animal protection groups, defines an overly restrictive cage as one that would prevent an egg-laying hen, breeding pig, or calf raised for veal from standing up, turning around, or fully extending its limbs. In their complaint, the states claim that Massachusetts is attempting to impose its own regulatory standards on farmers in other states in violation of the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution. That's right. This law goes back to the U.S. Constitution, which basically says, one state cannot impose laws in its location on other states to prevent commercial trade from taking place. And according to the lawsuit, if farmers do not do that, they must forego completely any sales in Massachusetts or to national distributors that may resell products in Massachusetts. Back with a final word after this message.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Sedex lubricants with Sedex gift cards for gallons. You earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 125 gallons of Sedex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases. Purchase now through February 28, 2018. Just visit your farmer's cooperative branch for complete offer details and ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Sedex Total Protection Plan.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wisconsin all signed on to the lawsuit. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
As farmers, caring for our environment is important. Plant for the future and increase the productivity of your farm by becoming more sustainable on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is where your understanding of agriculture can grow beyond your wildest expectations. You'll be challenged to think differently about how you farm. You'll be among the first to see the newest ideas, equipment, and innovation. And you'll be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused convention and trade show. Commodity Classic, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st in Anaheim, California. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texter app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texter app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texter.com and subscribe today.
The term sustainability can lead itself to a variety of practices that indicate where the future of agriculture is headed. David Coorard Hari is a professor of environmental science and sustainability at Drake University. He defines sustainability as meeting the needs of today's world without sacrificing those of tomorrow. Coorard Hari says that we must be careful to improve crop and farming welfare over time without reducing future productivity.
The major issues with sustainability and farming in the states relate, I would say, to water and to soils. We are losing topsoil and we are sort of mining groundwater in ways that have allowed us to increase productivity but that aren't long-term sustainable without making some kinds of adjustments.
Coorard Hari says that as the climate changes, wet years will tend to be wetter and dry years will be drier. Diverse croplands help hold back water in wet years and trickle water through the ground in dry years.
More sustainable agriculture would be finding ways to grow more dry-tolerant crops, use water more efficiently, more cover crops, more mixed crops, fewer times when land is exposed.
We are seeing quick growth in sustainable agriculture, but Coorard Hari says that much of American agriculture is still conventional. In order to avoid problems during unexpected pressures, he recommends planting diverse cover crops and reducing energy consumption. I'm Jody Henke. Find tools for making your farm sustainable at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Hey, Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. The 2017 Census of Agriculture has been sent to farmers all across the country. Greg Tayson of the National Ag Statistics Service says the census is very important to each and every producer.
It's one of the ways that gives them a voice to help show the value and importance of agriculture locally and across the whole country. You know, when we contact all the farmers, it provides a uniform and comprehensive set of data that can be used by anyone that's involved in agriculture, so it's important for them to respond.
The time it will take to fill out the census will depend a lot on whether or not producers have both livestock and crops. It also depends on the number of different commodities each farmer produces. Jason says the easiest way to fill out the Census of Agriculture is to go online. He says it's also important for farmers to fill out the census because agencies that provide help to producers will use that data to make decisions.
There's many USDA programs that use the census data. We did a recent canvas of different agencies and found over 24 programs where they use the census in some way in those programs. But just a few examples mentioned would be they're always evaluating the different USDA programs, so it helps them make better decisions about any changes or improvements to existing programs or even developing new programs to help farmers for things that may be coming down the pike that they hadn't thought of.
And he says there should be no surprising questions when you fill out the survey.
It's land use and ownership type questions, how much land they're operating. There's a group of questions on operator characteristics and demographics, which are really important because the census is generally the only place we collect that type of information.
He says income and expenses are also included. The deadline to complete the Census of Agriculture is February 5th. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
KNDY.